Hey, After Buzzers, welcome to episode 3, Southern Charm New Orleans. There was tons of drama over boys' night, and is there going to be a separation coming soon? You'll have to wait and see.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is great music, right? Feel like we're there. Oh, we're gonna cheers. We're gonna cheers. Oh, cheers. Episode two. Hey, After Buzzers, welcome. This is episode 2, Southern Charm New Orleans. I'm very excited to be here today, and I have a new co-host joining me.
Yeah, temporarily, because I love the show so much. But no, I watched it last week. You guys did such a good job with the two other gentlemen. I know Matt is hysterical, so I also love the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, Southern Charm has been a bit of an institution over at Bravo, but what they did with New Orleans is so, so fun. So I was like, hey, let me join you guys. So that's why I'm here. Ronnie Jr., so nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you, Ronnie, for joining us.
Johnny Jr.
Johnny, Ronnie, Ronnie for joining today. There was a lot happening, and I got a taste a little bit better of the cast episode 2. Don't you think?
Yeah, because I think we were almost like forced to have them all together so many times because we were trying to like learn them.
Yeah.
So I felt like it was a really strong episode that allowed all the couples to sort of stand alone, which is actually pretty challenging because we're still trying to learn them. And yet we're watching full scenes with Jeff and Reagan and we're getting them. And we do start to feel like we have a story arc already. I think on episode 1, they had a lot of flashbacks like 8 months ago. So I think that's maybe why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling about that.
Yeah, that too. And I feel like a lot of the last episode, there was just so many people jumping into the picture. I know we were watching and we kept on writing all of these names down. And then tonight's episode, it was a little bit more concrete. We knew we were able to gather a relationship for each one of the couples.
Yeah.
But there was so much going on in that party.
Was there a butt? Was there a big butt? Was there a big old booty?
Yeah, there was a big old booty that I was like, wait, let me rewind. Let me see this.
Right.
We'll get into that.
I'm sure I have a comment when we talk about said butt.
Yeah, I mean, one that really didn't show his butt was Jeff. So I want to start off talking about that relationship because that's how kind of the episode started.
Okay, Jeff and Reagan.
Jeff and Reagan. And I guess they went and took a look at her apartment.
Yeah.
Right? What were your thoughts? Like, what do you think about the whole thing of her having her own apartment, but then having her house like almost an hour away with her husband?
Well, I think the first question I have, and I'm sure I'll have to go rewatch episode 1, or even maybe you guys discussed this last week in detail. What was the reason they chose to live in Covington to begin with? I mean, I think that's part of the problem. You know, the problem isn't necessarily that Reagan wants her own situation. I mean, it's obviously not the smartest thing to do, and it does pose a risk on the relationship with her being too independent. And even him, I mean, if he's out of Covington by himself, he's not the cheating type, but I don't know, maybe you become that. So I get really worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, I felt they were able to say how Reagan supported Jeff, right, while he was doing his whole football career, and she would drop anything and everything for him, and she dedicated her whole life to him. So now the roles have switched, and he's doing everything that he can to be there for her. To me, it seems like it's both like a give and take situation, and I kind of see where Reagan is coming from.
Really?
I do.
Please tell me more.
I think it's like, I don't know, maybe because I'm single, I probably have like this sort of perspective, but I feel like you always need your own space to kind of work on what you're working on. But that doesn't mean she should totally, like, cut him off. Because I think that's very, I don't know, it's very sad. And it was sad to see him, too. Like, he was really sad about it.
I mean, as I was saying, like, the fact that we keep getting so many layers, and I feel like we know their backstory. And this is only episode 2, you know, or 3. No, episode 2. And so, like, I feel like we went on a roller coaster of, like, why they were good for each other. She was there when things were going good for him and winning the Super Bowl and all of these things. So it just felt really scary that we were watching more and more, and she barely let that information to him. I hear what you're saying, that, like, it's good on her. And what's good about Reagan is she's taking the mental precaution to know that I'm not going to be successful in this thing unless I take divided time away. What makes it feel like it sucks is I don't think it's the same instance. She tried to make it as an equivalent, like, oh, well, when he was on the Saints, I took a backseat, and now it's my turn to be in the front and his turn to be a backseat. Yeah. I don't think it's the same thing by any means. I really,
you
really
don't. You don't think it's the same thing?
No, no, because she also talked about one of the things that made them good, and this is not, and she has her own money, and of course, her 1700s is when her family has been established in New Orleans, but it just makes it like there were so many great things that she was afforded to do by, you know, while they were together, and they went on these beautiful trips, and those trips were the things that caused her to realize what she wanted to do with her jewelry line.
Right.
So I feel like she was, rightfully so, because a woman should be propped up. I get it.
Yeah.
But she was always propped up. So I feel like it's a weird time that, like, he doesn't have his father. He doesn't have his mother. He's living an hour away from all friends.
Yeah, that's where it gets so sad, because he opens up about his relationship with his parents, well, with his mom specifically, and everyone in his family just disowned him. They don't want anything to do with him. So he feels lonely. And then Reagan is doing her part to kind of get away from him, but I don't think she's doing, of course she's not doing it on purpose, and she's not trying to get away from him. So I don't feel so bad for the situation, but I'm hoping that they're able to work it out, and maybe she starts feeling a little bit lonely while she's in her apartment, and that'll kind of entice him to show up.
That's actually a really good prediction.
Yeah.
And the thing about Reagan, she came in, and all these casts, this cast, in fact, when we walked the AfterBuzz halls, everyone asks, you heard it too, how do you like the New Orleans cast? Like, everyone knows about the show, but everyone hasn't really watched it yet.
Right.
And I keep saying, it's a cast. It's a really, they hit the ground running.
Yes.
And what was really special, Maite, I thought about this one, was that Reagan, we've always seen her as like this, I don't say brat, but just like a loud and firecracker. I do think we see that all the time, and she's always going to be loopy. Mm-hmm. But we saw a little bit of heart with her.
Yes.
You see?
I agree. There was a lot more heart in her. She sounded like a little bit more mature.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that she isn't, and she didn't come off, well, she really didn't come off that way in the first episode. I think it was just all over the place, and I kind of got this perspective that she's probably like a little party girl.
Yeah.
She came from a family of wealth, but this episode, I'm like, whoa, this girl has really her head really great on her shoulders. Like, this girl is set, and she's out searching for goals in life, which is awesome.
She was certainly legally blonding it up the first episode, and even other parts of the episode, but I do think we're going to see more from her. And I think the key thing with your relationship and your marriage is, you know, when you see your husband stepping away, even if it's your fault or if it's not your fault, like, I'm really curious to see in the future episodes where she goes and how she gives to him, because she might not be knowing that these things hurt him as bad.
Right.
So it made it really special.
I have to point out that when they were looking at the apartment, $2,150 for that amazing apartment, 2-bedroom.
Right.
Right. Right in the middle of the city.
Yeah, in the French Quarter.
I'm just like, I'm moving out there. There is no way you're getting an apartment that cheap in LA living in the city.
Right.
Two-bedroom apartment. I was like, that's amazing.
I don't know how the real estate goes out there in general, but I thought, I did think it was an apartment that could have been hiked way up in other places. In fact, a place that looked just like that, but was a studio in that same, like, logistic in the same area.
Yeah.
And a smaller space, like just a literally straight up square studio, would be more than $2,100 in other places. So
in LA, definitely. Yeah. Downtown LA.
Right.
Totally would be a thing. But then we jumped into the relationship between Tamika and her husband.
Barry
with the booties. Man, that shot of him when he was coming out of the shower, getting ready to go out to the boys' night. I'm like, can we please rewind? I have to see this again. Like, that was just unexpected for
sure. What did Tamika call it? She called it when the butt and the thigh come together.
Oh, I wrote it down.
It's called a thut.
A thut.
Hey, engineer, our sweet engineer, Brianna. Are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here with
that. Have you ever heard of a thut? It's when the butt and the thigh come together. So we're talking about a thick old piece of thing.
A thick one. No, I'm kidding. A thut, yep.
A thut. So anyways, next time you...
I've not heard of a thut.
Okay, well,
I've heard of a thought.
I've heard of a thought too, no.
Okay, better than a thought is a thut. And he had the cakes.
He
did.
It,
he really did, yeah.
I'm like, he's a fitness trainer. Can you train me? So then, I mean, there was a new character introduced, which at first I didn't really write her name down. And then I was like, wait a minute. She seems to be revolving around their relationship a lot, which is Gian, yeah. Right? Am I saying her name right? Gian, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty
Gian.
Sure.
So Gian is kind of, she's interested in Tamika's husband. She has feelings for him. According to Tamika, that's what she's saying. That she's trying to take her role, Tamika's role, and surround herself. She's like way too much involved into Tamika's life.
Yeah, I wonder... In New Orleans is, what do they call it? Like the largest small town or mm-hmm. something? I don't really know if that's the exact quote, but it's a big city. Fantastic. We know that, so much culture, history. But I do wonder like how small these circles can be, because I do feel like Tamika runs with a circle, and I feel like what's happening really is Jan is probably not too much in the way, but the reason Tamika sees it that way is because they happen to be crowned, at the same, high school homecoming.
No.
Oh, so you think you really see Gian as a problem?
Yes, I do. I see her as a problem. Like, why is she so invested in what Tamika is doing?
Well, I think what she really was a very uncute move, we'll say. And I know you have your special segment later.
Yeah.
I'll give it to somebody else. But a very uncute move is this. Like, you're at they're talking about the specific charity organization that they're going to work on.
Right.
Which is with Sonny.
It's, yeah.
Okay. So
Son of a Saint.
Fantastic and beautiful. What I thought was really tacky about Gian, and I'm sure the people on chat and our YouTube and our iTunes.
Spill the tea. Agree. What is it?
No, because okay. I know you spill yeah. this way too, Miss Maite. Is I think it was so tacky that she wanted to nominate like the man of the year, and the person she nominated was John Moody, which is not a bad thing per se, but don't you ever put my friend to a person you met 2 weeks ago at Tamika's house. So on that level, I wholeheartedly think Tamika has the right to be like, yo, she's tacky and she's not as cute as me.
Yeah.
Which is also the truth.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's not even an opinion.
No, Tamika's gorgeous.
Yeah.
On her own.
We're not putting down Gian.
No.
But come on, Tamika.
I know, but Gian, she just brings that like flair. And we don't really get to see a lot from her. I mean, we didn't get to see a lot from her this episode, like for her talking and kind of giving her side of the story. But the way Tamika points it out, and she's saying, she's interested in my husband, she's involved in my brother's organization, and now the whole situation with John. And did you get that? Did you catch when Tamika asked her, like, do you even know where John lives? And she's like, yeah, I know where he lives.
It let off that Gian is just trying a little harder than she needs to.
Yeah.
Basically. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think Barry will give in and... we'll have an affair or anything of that sort.
Okay, and maybe not, but can we ask the question of all questions? Did I hear correctly when we, because when we watch this show, we watch it and run right into this here studio and start talking about it. I'll rewatch it two or three times, but did she say that it's funny that people know that we haven't had sex in years? Did she say in years and he agreed to that?
I did not hear that.
Because a couple months is like, okay.
I thought it was 6 months. They said 6 months last episode.
Okay.
So now she said
Let's all rewatch the beginning.
Yeah. I feel like I'm definitely going to rewatch it because that's an important part.
What's Barry supposed to do with all that goodness? I mean,
that's why he's in the gym all the time. That's he's got to release it somehow.
So I guess next time you see a really big buff dude, you got to think he might not be getting the good sex.
He might not.
Oh my gosh.
He might not be getting that good at all. And he's a fine piece of anyways, but.
Do you know why he is fine? We'll say it like this, because the thing is, and we'll get to John Moody later. The thing is, when you present yourself as like, I've got the abs, I got the this, I got the that, and you're only 24. That's kind of weird to be so confident. You know, you haven't really earned your space, even though he's successful.
Yeah.
But with Barry, he's so humble and he's so fun, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyways, he's probably the most attractive man in this entire program, I would say.
There's so many good-looking guys. He's definitely one of them.
He's not your top?
He is. He's up there. I feel like they're just all good-looking.
Okay, gotcha.
Except for like two or three. But...
Ooh, question for you, and I know you've got other stuff to talk about. Are these men cuter than the...
Yes. I know what you're going to say.
So Shep and Craig...
No.
It's a war.
No, these men are hot.
Okay.
I mean, Shep is good-looking, but he's just been around the game too long. And
gotcha,
he goes around all these women, and it looks nasty to
me. Understood.
But I mean, these are just men that just have their shit together, and yeah. that just that makes
spell
all the
it
difference.
Out next time. S H I T.
Okay, S-H-I-T together. But it's definitely something that captures my eye for sure,
okay.
and makes me want
single
to continue
mites,
to yeah watch.
You
I mean,
may see
eye
her,
candy.
She's gonna be on a trip to New Orleans
yep.
next time they're filming next
Sign
year.
Sign me up. Yep. So then we go into John's art party.
Yes.
What is it? Their fellas
well,
night?
There's a couple things before that. We have John's dating. What did you think of that, too?
Oh, that's right. What's her name? I feel like I wrote her name
oh,
down somewhere.
Oh, gosh. She was like Kylie Kardashian inspired.
Wasn't it a little too... I can't put my name on it, but it's just... I feel like I wrote her name down.
I didn't bother to.
I don't know. Probably I didn't write her name.
I just thought she looks very ready to go, Kylie Kardashian like.
Totally.
And that's exactly what a man like that wants. Because what it allows
Jasmine.
Him. Jasmine.
Yeah.
Kylie.
Yeah.
What, might say, don't you think what it allows him to do is it allows him to have the entire experience and then. She's not from here. It's kind of like a flyout situation. You know,
yeah.
you can do all the romantic stuff. You could do all the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am stuff. You can still follow your career.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a weird facade. That does make sense, though, for 24-year-olds. I'll give him that, you know. It's right in his wheelhouse, you know.
Totally. But did you hear the part where he said, she's not my date?
Oh.
He said, he's like, she's not my date. We just went out to dinner. Homie, it was a date. It looked like a date. Flat out was a date.
Yeah, but what it is, it's also him vibing with girls who have... And I'm not going to say that that girl has low self-esteem. But it is a point. Like, let's say for you, you would be like, oh, hell no, I'm not into that, right? Is
yeah.
what you're saying? Okay, so this girl is, like, completely okay with it.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't need to be a date. I don't need... Well, she is a date of
she
some
is
sort.
A, yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? It's
totally.
Like he found, and I'm sure he finds lots of them, mm-hmm. that are perfect for this. You know, come fly out. I could show you the Obama, you know, painting I did.
It's just a F-boy move. He's a total F-boy.
Does 24 years old help? And I'm not agreeing with him
yeah.
per se, but does the fact that he's 24 years old help his, you said what, F-boy
yeah.
mentality? Does the fact that he's that age give him a pass?
You know what? In the very beginning, I'm like, this guy is established. He's got his own business. He's a hard worker. He's got that hustle mentality. Wouldn't you want someone to kind of meet you up there too and have you, like, both of you grow together as instead of you just messing around with all of these girls? But maybe he's, like you said, he's 24 years old and he doesn't have that mentality yet.
Yeah.
But if he keeps going down that road, I don't know. I don't know how he's going to do to pick himself back up.
It is quite interesting to think that $10 million is what he feels he has to have in his bank account before we could start taking a woman seriously. Like, let's hear what that actually means. I'm not willing, 24 or not,
yeah.
I'm not willing to take any woman seriously. Like, what is really happening there? So you're telling me that because you don't have $10 million, you're going to always need to be bringing in these fly-out type girls?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's something more to that. And I also think he is a great guy. He seems really charismatic. Probably,
right.
probably you know.
Oh, he can charm any girl,
charm,
for sure.
Charm both
for
of us,
sure.
probably.
Yeah.
However, I don't know. There might be something else there. And it does make me want to wonder, you know, was his home life like on point? Or maybe this is just classic F-boy thing, which everyone who's 24 is allowed. I'm not
yeah.
judging him because you're allowed, you know.
I mean, we are all allowed to do that and have that.
You could do it at 34.
Yeah, you can be a little F-boy whenever you want to be. But I did expect a little bit more from him.
Yeah, he's got to step it up. He's got to learn and grow different things about his life. And we're very lucky because
yeah.
not only do we do the conversation here about Southern Charm, New Orleans, but
yeah.
we also have to let you know that mm-hmm. AfterBuzz TV is created by Maria Menounos, who has done red carpet on top of red
Woo!
Carpet on top of red carpet.
Yep.
You all know Maria Menounos. And also Kevin Undergaro, they created AfterBuzz. So
right.
the thing we wanted to let you know is if you do want to grow and get better, there's a really good podcast for that. It is called Conversations with Maria Menounos.
Yeah.
This is on Sirius XM, the program itself, but we sort of put all of the best content, kind of mix and match it every single Friday, for a live download. Mm-hmm. So it's basically the same show, Conversations with Maria Menounos, but it is the podcast edition. And it's good because this one's free, because not everyone has SiriusXM.
Yep.
But a lot of times you kind of want to hear what's going on. And some of their past shows had to do with like fitness, because Maria has been a big fitness guru, finances.
Right.
Some of their shows, Conversations with Maria Menounos, have also been about art. So I know it really speaks to kind of like the art scene that we saw here with John Moody.
John Moody. I mean, he could hear a little bit of what Maria has to say for sure.
Yes,
she offers
indeed
some great advice.
I'd be curious to know if she thinks he's an F-boy too.
Oh, I'm sure she
Because Maria's very good at like looking at you and looking through you and knowing what's up. So.
And we know what we're talking about because that's boss right here. She's our boss. So then let's jump into John's party, because
okay,
I really want to talk about that. I feel like there's just so much that happened before.
And while we have John's party, we also have Tamika with Reagan sort of
their
squashing
girls,
some
ladies'
stuff.
Yeah, their ladies' night. So Reagan has GPS on Jeff's phone.
Oh, and real quick, I want to give you one last note on Conversations with Maria Menounos. It is super important that you subscribe and kind of comment and let the other viewers, you know what's going on and how you feel about the show.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that was the last thing I had to mention. Back to our wonderful host.
Yeah. Subscribe.
The traffic girl.
Yes.
Ooh.
No.
That was such a tacky.
That was shade.
That was so lame of her.
Yeah, she's like, aren't you the traffic girl? She's like, yeah, so stay in your lane.
That was like a double diss. Like, you're the traffic girl, so she reduced her to like, you ain't a real reporter, and then stay in your lane. Reagan, did you write that down on a piece of paper?
Yeah, that sounds a little too rehearsed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Might say be knowing.
I do. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Did you just think of that right now? I don't think so. So Reagan has GPS. Is it right? Yeah. Reagan has GPS on Jeff's phone, and she sees every move. I think it's very sneaky, and I know a lot of women who do that, where their boyfriends or like significant others, they don't know that their girlfriends or boyfriends track them. So I thought that was really funny, because I actually got to see that on live TV and actually happened. But Tamika goes and says, you know, that 6 years ago she suffered from postpartum depression.
Right.
And she separated from her husband. And that's where Reagan kind of threw that to her face and was like, didn't you separate from your husband 6 years ago? Who are you to tell me or give me advice? Which I thought was very unfair for Reagan to throw that at her face.
Very unfair. So we're on the same page. We both agree that Reagan was sort of in the wrong.
Yeah, she was in the wrong.
I don't, because Reagan tries to imply that Tamika overstepped. But they're having a conversation and they are good girlfriends. So if you're having a conversation about something that happened and Tamika only says, hey, I think it's a scary territory,
mm-hmm,
and she has a place to kind of reference, because she had a part where she moved away from her husband and
right. They
had their fallout and of course got back together. It's just weird. Sometimes people get so tacky and they don't want to take guidance. We're in a really weird world. Tell me if you agree.
Yeah.
We're in a really weird world where we only honor what's up. You see what I'm saying? Because this is the social media generation. If you got a million followers, we will literally, if I have you and another person, the person with the million followers, everyone will give that person respect.
Right.
But if Maite says something sweet and actually that makes sense, mm-hmm, and you only have 200 followers, people will not respect it. And I don't think that's really fair. So we have a really bad habit of doing, well, Tamika, your relationship's messed up, so I'm not going to honor what you have to say.
Totally.
And that makes no sense, Reagan, because what you should do is say, she's been through where I'm about to go through, slightly different.
Yeah.
Take the advice. It's only going to be helpful.
And that's your girlfriend. I mean, you want to hear all this advice. If anyone's going to tell you, it's got to be your girlfriend that's going to tell you how it is. If not, then that's not a real friend.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's super tacky that Reagan hit for the jugular as far as like, oh, but you've been messed up. And like I said, what? Because she's not up and she didn't have this great marriage all the way through, you're able to not respect her? Like, I'm just saying, Maite, we had the same conversation on Housewives of New York where somebody didn't want to take a relationship advice because the woman had got the divorce. And I'm trying to tell everybody. And
tell them.
Conversations with Maria Menounos probably talks about this stuff,
tell
too.
Tell them, yeah.
You can't. Why do we think we're only, our only bit of advice is for the people that are shining? I will tell you, you could learn a lot by somebody who did fall and regroup.
Definitely. Are you kidding me? Actually, you could learn a little bit from anyone, especially from someone who's been through it. But it was definitely a challenge to see that. But I like how they were able to kind of just get over it and say, okay, Tamika was like, take what I say. This is the end of it. This is where I'm going to leave it. This is my thought about it. That's it. And she closed it. And then we jump into John's party where the guys are getting ready. They're taking shots. And then all of a sudden, we see two nude women come through with their robes, take them off. The guys are like, what? What's going on? I guess we're painting these ladies. Not one of them was, I mean, just walked out of the door. They were all pretty much down to do this.
Right. What do you think? I want to ask you something just as far as how you view men and stuff like that. Like, what do you think about John taking the initiative to say, I want to have a guy's night out, so...
Let me... let me tell you. John knew exactly what he was doing, and he had planned this entire thing out. There is no way that he said, oh, I'm just going to do this and make sure the guys have a fun guy's night out. No, there was purpose to having those two women there nude. He wanted to stir the pot.
Sure, but I'm saying we'll get to that part, I guess. But sans that, I will say that I think it's weird because John Moody has like the rules of manhood, according to John Moody. If that ain't a book now, it will be by next season.
It will be, yep.
But I don't want to shy away from, while he was a pot stirrer with the ultimate aspect of having the young women there naked, but I think there is a really strong and confident thing and positive thing about having a guy's night out. There are times where men are so involved in their family, and women too. Mm-hmm. I just feel like sometimes, maybe you could attest to this. You said you were single, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so don't you always feel a discomfort when you're good friends for all of these years, then they get married, have kids, and you kind of never see them anymore?
Yeah.
So to that point, John Moody made some sense because he's just trying to say, hey, I want my fellas to be able to have a really enriched night. So it really was good on that level.
It just wasn't done properly.
you're ready to tear him down, aren't you?
Yeah, it wasn't done properly. It wasn't very tasteful of him to do that, knowing that he was dealing with married men. And that, especially since he knows of their wives and how Tamika would react to this specifically.
Is it his problem, though?
No, but he didn't give the guys a heads up, and he didn't say, hey, this is what's going to happen. He was like, just show up, and the guys fully trusted him, and they showed up. So it's like, you just don't know what you're getting yourself into going into John's house. And so these guys, they didn't react towards it either. So it's not really John's fault at the end of the day. It's their husband, the guy's fault.
It might even be Reagan and Tamika's fault. Like, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I guess what layers do you have with your significant other where they are, what they're never... They're never able to be around a woman?
They are. They totally are. But just the fact of how everything kind of evolved, and then they invited all the girls over too.
Like, it was messy.
It was just too much. And like, John, you're trying really hard either to break relationships or to cause drama, for sure.
How about when Jeff made fun of him and goes, wow, there's candles and there's shot glasses but no chases. This is very romantic. I feel like John Moody's trying to get my pants off. So there was that element too. But see, that's a part about John Moody that I will say I enjoy. I enjoy the fact that, not the pants off part.
Oh, okay.
But I enjoy the fact that he is taking a different, significant, like modern take on just who you are as a man. You know what I mean? Like he's making a point to say, hey, you know, you guys are married, but I still want to have our bond, our friendship. Let's do some culturally.
That's fine.
No matter what I say, you just cut to the part that those naked.
Yeah.
Naked artists were no good.
No, I don't think it was a smart move of him. If they're all single guys, I mean, go for it. But these are like married men that have been in a relationship for like 10 years.
Good that he nudged a little, like, you know, giving the, you know.
You could be creative with anything else. The rest of the guys are like, oh, we're expecting a watermelon or something. So.
Could you be creative with the 90s turtleneck?
Yes.
Did you like the turtleneck?
No.
Why not?
It was 80 degrees outside, as they were saying. So I think he was a little off.
He's really weird.
I didn't mind it being really tight on him because you're able to see his muscles. So that I didn't mind.
Do we think, another question for the group.
Yeah.
I'm sure Matt would love to answer this because I've talked with Matt about this.
Yeah.
Do we think John Moody has a little bit of a butterface? And I say that with love, right?
Yeah.
And the reason I say that
is... What do you mean by butterface?
Meaning, you know, he's got the rockin' body, but he's not an attractive, like right here. And I don't think that he's not attractive in his face per se. I just think he leads so much with the body, which is evident. So it's very weird to lead with the body if it's an evident thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there's not one outfit he wore that didn't show. And it was a great body. I was totally into it. Strong, big shoulders, waist that, you know, could cut down. Probably great in bed.
Yeah.
But it just seems like I'm like, oh, he might be a little bit of a butterface. Just a smidge. As the great McCall Hall always says on AfterBuzz, let's have a transparent moment. And I think he might be a butterface. Yeah. Great body, though.
Yeah. So Tamika went in on him and said, hey, you know what? You did wrong. Tamika showed up as well with Reagan, and they kind of shut the party down. And Tamika was like, she was just going in on John. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it was very unnecessary for that to happen, for sure. I don't know if you agree with me, but I just thought that was a little too much.
It was a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So we have our segment that we really have to get to. It's called our Lizzie Bon Tom Cray Cray.
Cray Cray. Mm-hmm. Oh, ow. Okay.
That's our cray cray segment.
I like that your cray cray shoulder dance. That
was very good. So, would you like to go first? Who do you nominate this episode?
Oh my god! Okay, so I don't want to take an obvious route. So this could be anything that contributed to the hot mess.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be like
who was the craziest to you?
I'm going to individualize somebody, and it's not going to be a big shining star. I'm going to say what they did was cray cray more than the person themselves.
Okay.
I'm going to nominate the bartender that had the t-shirt that said life because he was cray cray in the space that he was required by John, I suppose, to fill up the drink. Very good looking guy. And he was just, you know, just pouring and pouring. So I think that adds to the element of cray cray. He was very good looking. I will say that twice. I was into that. Okay.
Yeah. That leads to my cray cray moment because it was definitely Jeff. I felt once the painting fell, I was like, ooh, someone's getting drunk. Someone's overly getting, you know, drinking that good stuff. And then all of a sudden, we get a sneak peek into next week's episode. And we see him kind of go all out and get in the car with Reagan. And they seem to have, like, an altercation or, like, some sort of fight. So that, to me, has got to be my cray-cray moment of the week.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. I think the cray cray moment could have also went to Gian because
I was thinking that too.
Like I said, I didn't want to take an obvious one. Yeah. I wanted to sort of dig, and alcohol was always a reason.
Yeah.
But Gian, I don't know. We'd almost want to hear her side of the story. You know, we want to see, because right now Gian is being looked like the villain. Yeah, it's like if Tamika herself is Tamika 2.0, Jean's like, you know, the wannabe Tamika. That's unfortunate, but it is what it shows.
So what is your prediction for her? Do you have one? There you go, a prediction. Now, you're after Buzz TV. I feel like I have to make a movement for all of these, like,
you do. And also shout out to the people listening on iTunes as well, because there's a handful there as well.
Yes.
Come on over to YouTube when you get a minute, because Maite is not only just a really sweet girl, but very aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you.
I can't say the same for myself.
Likewise.
But, and here I'm judging butterfaces.
Yeah.
Should I be doing all that? But I do. No, I would say that I really feel like I'm invested in Tamika wholeheartedly and Barry, but what I'm really intrigued about for predictions is what's going to happen with Reagan and Jeff. I feel that we are led to believe that Reagan is nothing but nuts, right? Because that's her fun personality. We love it. But I kind of got a hint somewhere in there that Reagan is actually a really good girl, and it's going to come out. It's going to come out in a form of, like, I didn't know my husband wasn't fulfilled, or that me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think we have a deep moment for Reagan.
Yeah. If we didn't get enough of it this episode, we'll definitely get more next one. My prediction is for Tamika, because I feel like that girl is just going to let loose, and she's just going to tell it like it is, and she's going to be even more vocal than she has been. So I can't wait to see that, especially with the relationship with her and her husband and Reagan and that whole jargon. It's just a lot.
Right.
But, I mean, as always, we also have a shout-out, a fan shout-out. So if you guys have any shout-outs or any questions, definitely leave us a comment. We look at them, and we love to hear your thoughts. So we have one from
Fantastic.
Last week,
yes.
Right?
And first shout-out is to yourself and Matt, who do the other Southern
yes.
Charm. So just to let you know, AfterBuzz is covering all bases and all the
yep.
other Bravo shows. I do two Housewives. Anyways, we're going to shout-out from this show who showed a lot of support, Chloe Moore. We've got Cindy Williams, who said that she loves the diversity on this particular franchise
yep.
of Southern Charm.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's very good to see successful black women and men in these roles. So,
amen.
I mean, it's a given that we want that, but
right.
it's beautiful that Cindy Williams was able to let us know and contribute. Nikki98, Lisa Broom, Hollywood Hair for You, and C. Watkins have all kind of said that they love the show and they love Matt and they love
yeah.
yourself. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
it's good
yeah.
stuff.
It's awesome. It's really good. And we appreciate your guys' support. So, as always, subscribe to our channel. Give us a thumbs up if you liked it. Thumbs down if you didn't. You know, we take all types of thumbs up, thumbs down. And that's all we have for you today. Do you
mm-hmm.
want them to know where to find you, Ronnie?
Yes, I'm your fill-in host for Southern Charm New Orleans. I'm not the regular panelist. Matt and Charles, right?
Yes.
They'll be here next week. And anytime they can't be here, I'll be here to
mm-hmm.
kind of fill in. But at Randomly RJ, and if you also like The Housewives,
yeah.
I'm doing New York and Potomac right
Ooh,
now.
Drama.
And if you want more drama than that, I'm doing RuPaul's Drag Race also. So it's like a lot of...
You're a busy man.
I listen to Conversations with Maria Menounos to like mellow me out because of all of this...
Yeah.
You know, reality stuff.
That's a lot of reality for you.
I don't know how it happened, but I love it. I'm not asking questions.
Yeah. And I'm your host, Maite Creo. You can follow me everywhere at Maite_Creo. And I'm also on Southern Charm Thursday nights. So be sure to check that out. And thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you here next week.
Later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.